Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. The Georgia Supreme Court says there needs to be more judicial review in a case over whether people can openly carry firearms at the Atlanta Botanical Garden. The garden is a private organization that operates on public land owned by the city of Atlanta. In 2014, a man was escorted off the property for openly carrying a handgun. The gun rights organization GeorgiaCarry.org then sued the Botanical Garden, arguing the man was on public property. After lower court sided with the garden, the state Supreme Court now says the lease between the city and the garden will be what determines whether it's private or public property. That decision lies with the Georgia Court of Appeals and the Fulton County Superior Court. We're just a week into October, but it's been already a record-breaking month when it comes to high temperatures. Atlanta, Athens, and Macon saw all-time highs last week. Most of Georgia has seen little to no rain over the past month, and that combined with high temperatures means drought-like conditions persist through most of the state. Pam Knox is the director of the University of Georgia Weather Network. She says once it gets this dry, it gets more difficult for rain to develop.
Because we've been on this warming trend for so long, and really summer has continued into the fall this year, it seems like it's going to take a while for things to really cool off.
Knox expects more widespread rain in the coming weeks, bringing us closer to more seasonal weather. A former police officer has been acquitted of manslaughter charges in the coastal community of Woodbine. Zechariah Presley was a Kingsland police officer in June of 2018 when he shot and killed Tony Green during a traffic stop. Jurors did find Presley guilty of violating his oath of office. He now faces 1 to 5 years in prison. His sentencing will be later this month. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.